The Life Triumphant, Mastering the Heart and Mind by James Allen. Foreword. Every being lives in his own mental world. His joys and sorrows are the creations of his own mind and are dependent upon the mind for their existence. In the midst of the world, darkened with many sins and sorrows in which the majority live, there abides another world, lighted up with shining virtues and unpolluted joy, in which the perfect ones live. This world can be found and entered, and the way to it is by self-control and moral excellence. It is the world of the perfect life, and it rightly belongs to man, who is not complete until crowned with perfection. The perfect life is not the faraway, impossible thing that men who are in darkness imagine it to be. It is supremely possible and very near and real. Man remains a craving, weeping, sinning, repenting creature just so long as he wills to do so by clinging to those weak conditions. But when he wills to shake off his dark dreams and to rise, he arises and achieves. James Allen. Hail to thee, man divine, the conqueror of sin and shame and sorrow, no more weak. Worm-like and groveling art thou? No, nor wilt thou again bow down to things that weak. Scourgings and death upon thee, thou dost rise, triumphant in thy strength, good, pure, and wise. End of foreword. Chapter 1 of The Life Triumphant, Mastering the Heart and Mind by James Allen. Faith and Courage. For those who will fight bravely and not yield, there is triumphant victory over all the dark things of life. I state this at the beginning that the reader may know there is no uncertainty about it. In the course of this book, I shall show what are the elements in character and conduct which go to build up the life of calm strength and superlative victory. To stand face to face with truth, to arrive, after innumerable wanderings and pains, at wisdom and bliss, not to be finally defeated and cast out, but ultimately to triumph over every inward foe. Such is man's divine destiny, such his glorious goal, and this every saint, sage, and savior has declared. In the present stage of the life of humanity, comparatively few reach this place of triumph, though all will reach it at last. Yet there is a glorious company of perfect ones who have attained in the past, and their numbers being added to with each succeeding age. Men are as yet learners in the school of life, and most men die learners, but there are some who, in this life, through fixity of purpose and strenuous fighting against darkness, pain, and ignorance, acquire a right knowledge of life and pass joyfully beyond the pupil stage. Man is not to remain forever a schoolboy in the universe, to be whipped for follies and errors. When he wills and wishes, he can set his mind upon his task and master the lessons of life, becoming a confident and skilled scholar, living in understanding and peace, and not in ignorance and misery. The sorrows of life are profound and deeply rooted, but they can be fathomed and rooted out. The passions and emotions of human nature are, in their ungoverned state, overwhelming and painfully conflicting, but they can be so softened down, harmonized, and wisely directed and understood as to become obedient servants for the outworking of enlightened purposes. The difficulties of life are great, its battle fierce, and its wished-for issues are uncertain and elusive, so much so that every hour men and women are breaking down under the strain. Yet these conditions have no objective and arbitrary existence. In their true nature they are subjective and purely mental, and can be transcended. There is no inherent and permanent evil in the universal order, and the mind can be lifted up to the moral altitude where evil can touch it no more. A steadfast faith in an eternal and universal justice, in an overruling good, is the prelude to the life triumph.